Companies like Brightmark in Northeast Indiana use heat and chemical processes to break down plastics that can't usually be recycled, like a toothpaste tube. A state Senate bill would encourage more of these businesses to move to Indiana. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, a plastics expert questions whether these processes should be considered recycling at all.
The bill aims to regulate the companies as advanced recycling manufacturers. That means they wouldn't have to get a solid waste license and could possibly be eligible for state grants. The bill's author says this could bring business to Indiana and help the state reach its goal of recycling half its waste. University of Pittsburgh professor Eric Beckman studies polymer design. He says it's not clear how much plastic these companies actually recycle. Some of it gets burned as energy to power the plant or simply put into the air.
Anything that's burned, all you're doing is like, I've got this carbon. Okay, it could go in the ground or it could go up in the atmosphere. So that's not really recycling. It's still single use.
Carbon dioxide in the air also contributes to climate change. Beckman says some chemical recyclers also produce a byproduct called char, which has to be sent to a landfill. The bill passed in the state Senate and now moves to the House for consideration. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.